Welcome to today's market report. The markets continue to look to the US Congress for lawmakers to agree to another round of stimulus to help the American economy. US Treasury Steven Mnuchin said on Tuesday that the goal is to strike a deal on legislation by the end of this week, but it remains to be seen whether Republicans and Democrats can reach an agreement on the package's price tag. Today we will see an abundance of economic data releases on both sides of the Atlantic, which should inform the global recovery debate. Meanwhile, the global death toll from COVID-19 surpassed 700,000 on Wednesday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University, with the states, Brazil, India, and Mexico leading the rise in fatalities. GBP/USD gained further losses on the breakdown of the 129.70 level overnight, however snapped the losing streak ahead of US services PMI coming out this morning and Bank of England monetary policy report tomorrow. The pair also chairs the broad US dollar weakness due to the government's failure of announcing a new relief package from the coronavirus pandemic, finding support at 130.70. Heading into this morning's European Open. The Telegraph reported that the UK Chancellor Sunak could hike business rates for most valuable properties. Analysts see sterling positive from the news, even though fears of the larger wave are somehow expected as British schools are about to open. The British currency blazed past 130.80 and surged to a high of 131.70 last Friday. It's now testing fizzled upside momentum below 131 before the economic data at 9.30 this morning. While we have expected GBP to strengthen since 126.70 around 2 weeks ago, we held the view that the pound could possibly to move up but limited at 130.150. Eurodollar has now moved into a consolidation theme likely between 116 and 119. The pair rises to 118.60 during the Asian session overnight, extending the previous day's establishment to hit a three-day high as the US dollar weakens across the board. The dollar index was trading 0.3% lower at 93.067, not far away from the two-year low of 92.523. This is today's market news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.